Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Dr. Wallace, your host and moderator. Today we're featuring teams from Michigan Lutheran and Coloma. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our broadcast is brought to you from the community room at Signature Dealer Group on Napier Avenue. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Visit homeoftheshamrocks.org for more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Lake Michigan College, welcome to the lake, and the Cook Nuclear Plant. Let's meet our teams. First from Michigan Lutheran, give us your name, what grade you're in, and then if you could see anybody you wanted to in concert, alive or dead, doesn't matter, you can say Mozart, it's okay. Tell us who that would be. And we'll start with Brendan on the end.
I'm Brendan. I'm a 10th grader, and I'd want to see, Mozart.
I'm Emily. I'm in 10th grade, and I'd want to see Queen, but with Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
I'm Jordan. I am in, junior. 11th grade sounds weird. But I would like to see... I'll see Eminem in concert in Detroit.
Hi, my name is Evie. I'm also a junior, and Emily stole my answer. I would love to see Queen with Freddie Mercury, but I'll go with Fall Out Boy to be original.
Oh, okay.
I'm Gabe. I'm a senior, and I would like to see Nirvana with the late, great Kurt Cobain. Stole
this is Coloma, by the way, now.
I'm Braden Metz. I'm a junior at Coloma High School, and if I were to see anybody live, I would probably see Nirvana and buy his shotgun.
My name's Kimberly Spaulding. I'm a junior at Coloma, and if I could see anyone in concert, I'd see NF.
I'm Riley Davis. I'm a sophomore, and I would like to see Slipknot.
Nice. Jordan is the captain for Michigan Lutheran. Braden is the captain for Coloma. The basic rules during the first and second halves will announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There is no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm your scorekeeper and judge, and Mr. Klein, Bill, will be asking the questions. Is everybody ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's good.
Enthusiasm.
I like it. All right. For 5 points... Scientists have long believed it will become a metal under enormous pressure from the diamond anvil and hydraulic press. Name this light gas and the simplest of all elements.
None of them are working. We've lost them all due to technical difficulties. Let's reboot. Wait a second. We're resetting. And we'll let Bill ask the question again. Okay, it says we're ready.
Okay. Scientists have long believed it will become a metal under enormous pressure from a diamond anvil, a hydraulic press. Name this light gas and the simplest of all elements.
Braden.
Hydrogen.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, Paris, Newton, Venus, William Tell, and the Witch in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, what object do you associate with all of them?
Emily.
An apple?
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, scientists believe that electric currents passing through the flowing liquid of the Earth's core create what physical phenomena?
Braden.
Magnetism?
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, what 10-letter word means the taking of a country or other territory and making it part of one's own nation?
Braden.
Insurrection?
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran, a response? Jordan.
Conquering?
Incorrect. It's annexation. For 5 points, how can you indicate italics in a handwritten paper?
Jordan.
Underlining?
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, explain the meaning of the medical term hypodermic injection.
Gabriel.
Beneath the skin.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, no one shall be arrested or imprisoned upon a woman's appeal for the death of any person other than her husband. Name the significant document signed near Windsor Castle that I'm reading from.
Jordan.
The Magna Carta.
That is correct for 10 points. Multiple choice question for 5 points. The teeth of all but one of these animals are recognized as ivory. Walrus, hippopotamus, sperm whale, tiger, wild boar. Pick out the exception.
Gabriel.
Tiger.
That is correct. For 5 points. For 10 points, the novel Men Against the Sea by Charles Nordhoff and James Hall details the journey of a captain and his loyal men in an open boat on the Pacific Ocean. Name the captain.
Hmm. Jordan.
Jack Sparrow.
Good guess, but no.
Saloma, you want to take a shot?
Blackbeard.
Another good guess. It's William Bligh, famous for the other big novel, Mutiny on a Bounty. For 10 points, the rare Tautara is the only living member of an entire order of which class of vertebrae?
Anyone? Time.
It's the reptiles. For 5 points, the following headline all referred to what U.S. city? Entire business district burned. The city hall and mint all reduced to debris. Great shock. Just before dawn starts conflagration.
Emily.
Chicago.
Incorrect.
Philadelphia.
Gabriel.
Philadelphia.
Incorrect. San Francisco. For 20 points. Joy Harjo has been named the first Native American to hold what position?
Anyone? Braden.
General.
Incorrect.
Jordan.
Secretary of Indian Affairs.
Oh, good guess, but no, it's a poet laureate. For 15 points, the U.S. launched what kind of attack against Iran in response to the downing of a U.S. Navy drone?
Jordan.
Airstrike.
Incorrect.
Is that Braden? Yeah, it is Braden.
Drone strike?
Incorrect. It was a cyber attack. For 10 points, Bill Gates has conceded that his greatest mistake ever was failing to put Microsoft in what system's position as the world's biggest non-Apple mobile operating system?
Jordan.
Android?
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points, President Donald Trump said the biggest mistake of his presidency was picking what person for Attorney General?
Jordan.
Jeff Sessions?
That is correct for 15 points. For 5 points, the FTC and law enforcement plan to file charges against several companies and individuals to eliminate what sort of illegal calls?
And Braden.
Prank calls?
Incorrect.
We'll allow it. Emily?
Scam calls?
Incorrect. Robo calls.
Which may be a scam, and may be a prank, but...
For 5 points, Illinois Governor Pritzker signed a bill legalizing what for recreational use?
Braden.
Marijuana?
Yeah.
Marijuana.
For 5 points, he called Donald Trump an illegitimate president who was elected only because of Russian interference. Name?
Jordan.
Adam Schiff.
Incorrect. Name this former president.
Gabriel.
Bill Clinton.
Last question.
Incorrect.
Jimmy Carter?
Jimmy Carter.
That is the end of our first part of Academic Challenge. We'll check the scores and be right back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is 45-30. Michigan Lutheran and the Titans in the lead. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have 3 categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points. And there's a 20-point bonus if you get them all. You are encouraged to consult with each other during this round, but only the captain, so Kalome, Braden, and Jordan for the Titans can give the answer. After your minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions you did not get. Kalome, you're trailing at the moment by a little bit. The 3 categories are Christmas Carol, the Kennedy assassination, and Jimmy Carter. What's your choice?
Kennedy assassination.
All right, Bill, are you ready?
We are ready. Identify the date and year of the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Pass.
Where was he shot?
Texas.
More specific.
Dallas.
Correct. Who was accused of the assassination?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Correct. Name the Texas governor sitting in the front seat of his limousine.
Pass.
Which Dallas Plaza was the site of the tragedy?
Pass.
From the sixth floor of which building were the fatal shots fired?
Pass.
What Dallas nightclub owner shot Lee Harvey Oswald to death?
Pass.
From which branch of the military had Oswald been discharged?
Marines.
Correct. Name the President's Commission on the Assassination of the President.
Pass.
Which future U.S. President was a member of the Warren Commission?
Clinton?
Incorrect.
That's it. 60 seconds.
That's it, 60. Okay. I got two, three.
Yeah, Coloma got three. The same questions coming over to you, Michigan Lutheran. Jordan, your team ready?
I believe so.
All right.
Identify the date and year of the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
November 5th, 1963.
Unfortunately, it was November 22nd. Named a Texas governor sitting in the front seat of his limousine.
Pass.
Which Dallas Plaza was the site of the tragedy?
The Staubach Plaza.
Incorrect. Dealey Plaza. From the sixth floor of which building were the fatal shots fired?
Pass.
What Dallas nightclub owner shot Lee Harvey Oswald to death?
Pass.
Name the President's Commission on the Assassination of the President.
The Warren Commission.
Correct. Name the Texas governor sitting in the front seat of his limousine.
Can I pass again? Yeah, I'll pass again.
From the sixth floor of which building were the fatal shots fired?
An office building.
Incorrect. It was the Texas School Book Depository. And what Dallas nightclub owner shot Lee Harvey Oswald to death?
Ted Cruz.
No, it was his father.
Jack Ruby.
It was Jack Ruby.
It was close enough.
So Michigan Lutheran got one there?
Yes.
All right.
The other answers were John Connally was the governor in the front seat. The Dealey Plaza was the site of the shooting. Jack Ruby. And the president was Gerald Ford. That was on the Warren Commission.
Yeah. And, of course, for those of us who were alive then, we remember a little more.
Sure do.
Michigan Lutheran, you have A Christmas Carol or Jimmy Carter to pick from. And your topic's going to be?
I guess we'll go with The Christmas Carol.
Let's do this.
When you're ready, Bill.
Okay. What was Scrooge's first name?
Ebenezer.
Correct. Name Scrooge's partner.
Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
What?
What was the crippled boy's name?
Tiny Tim.
Correct. Who was the boy's father?
That was Bob.
Yes,
Bob Marley.
incorrect.
I'm sorry, okay, guys. Fine.
Quote the first three words of the novel.
That's two words.
Pass.
How many ghosts visited Scrooge?
Four.
Correct. Other than appearance, how did the final spirit differ from the others?
He didn't speak.
Correct. Where did Marley's face first appear to Scrooge?
A doorknob.
Correct. Complete the quote, if they would rather die, they had better do it, and blank, 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 blank.
Do it quickly.
Incorrect.
Last question.
Was that the
you got five, right? Is that what you have?
Two, three, four, five.
All right, Coloma, you have a chance at the remaining five questions now. You ready, Braden?
Sorry, guys. I'm thinking. Always just like, right.
Name the Christmas Scrooge's movies are just coming out.
Yeah. Okay. Name Scrooge's partner.
John Marley.
Jacob Marley. Who is the boy's father?
Regular Tim.
Bob Cratchit. Complete the quote, if they would rather die, they had better do it, and blank, 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 blank.
Get on with it.
If they would rather die, they had better do it and decrease the surplus population. Quote the last words of the novel.
Merry Christmas to all.
Well, it was fun.
I like this guy.
God bless us, everyone.
Okay, I don't think they passed anything, so that's it.
That's it.
That's all, folks.
All right, we will finish. That's the end of our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and continue and conclude the game next on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is 105-60, and currently the Titans leading. Time to find out what's happening at our participating schools. From Michigan Lutheran, Jordan, you go first.
First of all, we'd like to thank sponsors and you guys for asking questions. That's great that you guys decided to be here. That's great. Basketball season started soon. Our girls have actually started practicing. They've been practicing for, well, it would be 4 days, but three because we had a snow day, which I'm glad for. Boys will start next week on Monday. We have our fall sports banquet recognizing our Titan athletes from last season, which would be football, soccer,
cross country,
volleyball, cross country if we had it, golf, and equestrian. We have a football auction, which is Saturday, November 3rd. You can get tickets. It's basically a big fundraiser for our football program. And some of our festival singers got back from a choral fest in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, at Winnebago Lutheran Academy. It's one of our schools that are associated with our church body. Freshmen, they've got a career pathway day tomorrow at Lake Michigan College, so they get a day off of school. So that's nice. We have a Taste of ML lunch next week. It's basically for our international. We get to learn more about some of our international kids and what foods they like to eat when they're at home.
Nice.
And, yeah, I think that's it.
All right. And for Coloma, the captain is Braden. What's the update for the Comets?
Our school's art club had a haunted house where all of the students got to make all the decorations. It was a huge success. November 12th, the National Honor Society had an academic letter ceremony where 40 students got letters and chevrons. We have winter sports with wrestling and indoor soccer. We hosted a Veterans Day breakfast program. Fred Upton was there. That was pretty nice. Brilliant man. We are going to have a Comet Bazaar tomorrow, 9 to 4 p.m., where like the art club students or just people in general can show off their artistic ability. We have a mattress sale for the drama and choir fundraising. If you ever need a mattress for whatever reason, $350, outrageous price, I think. But
not compared to some of the other stores in the area.
A mattress is a good mattress. NHS is having Friendsgiving on Saturday, the 16th, and I would like to thank our sponsors, Moody on the Market, Lakeshore Lancers, and Cook Nuclear Plant.
All right. Thank you, Braden. We've got some substitutes in, some new players participating. Let's start with, again, name, year, and if you could see anybody in concert, who would it be?
I'm Maddie. I'm in 10th grade, and if I could see anybody in concert, I guess it would be Fall Out Boy.
Okay. Maddie's a Titan, by the way, from Michigan Lutheran.
Hi, I'm Gavin. I'm also a Titan, and you know what? I'm going to go with Queen, except Freddie Mercury's kind of dead, so can't really
and,
go.
And are you a freshman?
I'm a freshman, by the way.
You were excited about going to LMC tomorrow.
Oh, yes, I am.
That's Lake Michigan College, just to clarify.
Hi, I'm Luke. I'm a sophomore this year, and I would like to see Metallica.
All right. Luke's a Comet. And Aiden?
I'm Aiden. I'm also a sophomore. If I could see anybody in concert, it would be Elton John.
Be a good one. I'm Aaron. I'm a junior. And if I could see anyone in concert, it would be myself. Because, like, if I had my own concert, kind of cool. You know,
Sam. What confidence.
Do you do encores, standing ovations?
Oh, both.
Bro, break it out now.
Everything.
You can play.
Break it out now.
He plays the Wiggles pretty good.
All right, and remember,
fruit salad.
Please don't answer until you're called upon and ring your buzzers, and there's no commiserating with each other during this round. Bill, the questions are yours.
All right, for 15 points. What country is moving its government from Dar es Salaam to its new capital, Dodoma?
Jordan.
Somalia.
Incorrect.
Iraq.
Incorrect. It's Tanzania.
I was going to say Georgia, but
I've never heard of any of those places. For 10 points, A federal judge blocked President Trump from using billions of dollars in military funds for what purpose?
Jordan.
Build a southern border wall.
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points, Japan has released new incentives to encourage women to do what?
Jordan.
Have children.
That's correct for 15 points. For 15 points, identify the small, flat, triangular bone in the human body not directly connected to any other bone. Muscle attaches to this bone.
Emily.
Patella.
That is correct for 15 points. A math question for 20 points. What is 1.66042 times 10 to the negative 24 power gram? 1.66042 times 10 to the minus 24 power gram.
Anyone? Time.
It's 1 AMU.
Oh, there was a gram at the end of that story.
Okay. For 15 points. Identify the CIA agent who is the hero of Clear and Present Danger, the Cardinal of the Kremlin, and the Hunt for Red October. Currently has a TV series.
And 29 books.
Mm-hmm.
Braden.
Tom Clancy.
Incorrect.
Author.
That was the author.
Jordan.
James Bond.
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan. For 20 points. Name the national organization which annually releases an assessment report on the state of Black America.
Jordan.
NAACP.
Incorrect. Good guess, though.
Braden.
Black Lives Matter.
Another good guess. It's the National Urban League. For 15 points, the U.S. bombed Libya in response to Libya's involvement in terrorism. Such an act of force, short of war, by one nation against another to gain redress for a grievance is called what?
Jordan.
Retaliation.
That is correct for 15 points. For 15 points, Penobscot is the name of a river that flows into a bay of the same name and then flows into the Atlantic Ocean. In what state is that river located?
Jordan.
Delaware.
Incorrect.
New York.
Braden. Yeah.
I agree. It's Maine. For 20 points, what is the most distinctive marking on a redfish?
Anyone? Jordan.
It's red.
Incorrect.
Braden.
Any part of the fish that isn't red?
Incorrect. There's spots near the tail.
Which are red.
It's a very good fish, though. Served a lot in New Orleans. For 15 points, a wheelwright makes wheels. A cooper, barrels. What does a Wainwright construct?
Anyone? Time.
Yeah, this is just like GM. Wagons. They don't make them very often anymore.
I was going to say strikeouts, but that's...
For 20 points, who called the American Constitution an agreement with hell because the document sanctioned slavery?
Braden.
Frederick Douglass.
Incorrect. Good guess, though. It was William Lloyd Garrison. For 20 points, the largest office building in the United States is the Pentagon. The largest building of any sort, however, is a plant in Everett, Washington that manufactures what items?
Jordan.
Cars.
Incorrect.
Aiden.
Jets.
That's a correct answer.
Yes.
Boeing 747 is a jet. So.
That was for
20 points.
Okay.
For 15 points, journalists are fond of using hyphenated adjectives to characterize people and nations. What is the most common journalistic hyphenated adjective used to describe Kuwait?
Jordan.
Freedom, loving, and defenseless. That's three, but okay, never mind.
Incorrect.
Coloma, I guess? Or correct answer, whichever works for you.
oil rich. We have one more?
That does make sense.
Falcon, you got time for one more? We got time for one more.
Yeah, it's a 20-point question. What future president was awarded the Silver Star during World War II for having flown on a B-26 hit by Japanese bullets?
Braden.
Harry S. Truman.
Incorrect.
Lutheran Jordan.
Jimmy Carter. I know that's wrong.
He was in the Navy. It was Lyndon Johnson, LBJ.
Well, that does it. That is the end of this round of this match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winner after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winner. Thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 160-80 are the Titans from Michigan Lutheran. Congratulations, and thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge, the broadcast brought to you from the Community Room at Signature Dealer Group on Napier Avenue. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to Signature Dealer Group.com, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Visit homeoftheshamrocks.org for more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Lake Michigan College, welcome to the lake. And the Cook Nuclear Plant. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as Bridgman and Lakeshore go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.